For the past decade, Dimitri Henley has been trying to get a new trial based on new evidence that suggests the victim in the sexual assault he was convicted of may have consented to having sex with him and two other men. In his most recent effort, he asked the court to disqualify Justice Patience Rogensack from ruling on the case because she'd ruled in the same case as an appeals court judge in 2002. State statute essentially prohibits judges from ruling on the same case in both a lower and a higher court. Keith Findlay of the Wisconsin Innocence Project represents Henley.
It violates due process to have a system when an individual justice makes their own decision about whether they're biased or impartial, and there's no way to review that very subjective personal decision. Providing no way to review that, it essentially elevates an individual justice above the law.
But Justice Rokensack joined the four-justice majority this week in ruling that recusal is a personal decision that the other justices cannot interfere with. The court split 4-3 on another recusal issue last year when they voted not to require justices to recuse themselves from cases where either of the parties had contributed substantial sums to their election campaigns. Findlay calls this latest ruling a troubling one.
The majority seems to be tone deaf to the legitimate constitutional concerns and the mounting public concern about this court's ability to act in an impartial and balanced manner.
Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson, writing for the dissent, says Justice Rokensack has violated the ancient maxim that no person should be the judge of their own cause. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.